Welcome to Checkpoint. Tonight we can confirm the convicted drug smuggler at the centre of a highly political immigration stoush did return to the Czech Republic, despite claiming his life may be in danger if he was forced to go home. Carol Shrubek's mother has spoken exclusively to Checkpoint. She says her son made an impulsive decision, he desperately missed his family and wasn't thinking straight when he made the trip. Mila says her son made the 2009 trip using his assumed identity of Jan Antelik and not his real name. The immigration minister is currently reviewing his controversial decision to allow Carol Shrubek to stay in New Zealand after new information about the case came to light. Shrubek is serving more than 5 years in jail for trafficking ecstasy. Mila came to New Zealand for her son's parole hearing and she remains here on a visitor's visa. She thinks he's being used as a political football and is begging Ian Lees-Galloway to give her son one last chance to prove himself. Mila's English is very limited, so we used a Czech translator to translate her words. Is your son a gangster?
Ne, v žádném případě není gangster.
No, not at all. He is not a gangster.
Gangstera se s ní snaží udělat média.
Media are trying to make him a gangster. He is not a gangster. No way.
Why do you say that?
Protože jsem o tom přesvědčena a neexistují.
Because I am convinced about it, and because there is no proof, and a gangster is something totally different than my son is.
What do you think will happen to him if he is sent home to the Czech Republic?
Já si to vůbec nedokážu ani nechci.
Oh, I can't, and even don't want to imagine that it is a terrible.
What do you mean by that?
Protože on svědčil proti člověku, který zavraždil a bylo mu před bezprostředně potom, co se to stalo.
Because he acted as a witness against a person who murdered. Minutes after it happened, he gave his testimony about it to police. And they immediately.
Potom následně byl nucený, bylo mu vyhrožováno, aby tu výpověď změnil.
He was immediately threatened to change his testimony, so that the person who committed it, that his sentence would be lowered.
Do you think your son will be physically hurt if he goes home?
Yeah, I am worried. A já se obávám, že ano.
I am afraid. Yes.
A máme proto i důkazy, ale indicie, které tomu.
We have indications it would most probably happen.
S největší pravděpodobností došlo.
What would happen? Do you believe he would be killed?
I ta možnost.
Even that could happen.
You really believe that?
Pravdu tomu věřím.
I really believe
takových
that.
Případů je v České republice hodně.
There are many cases like that in the Czech Republic.
So as a mother, how does that make you feel?
Zoufale. Jsem plně už ztrácím víru a
terribly. I am trying to keep hope, but I am losing my strength and hope.
Did your son come home to the Czech Republic? In 2009, did he return home?
Bylo to bez našeho vědomí, bylo to na velmi krátkou dobu. Ta cesta byla.
It was without our knowing. It was for a short time and it was to Germany.
Did he come to the Czech Republic though, from Germany?
Byl to jeho okamžitý, neuvážený nápad. Prostě se mu zastesklo po domovu, což na jednu stranu chápu, ale.
It was his impulsive decision at that moment because he was very homesick, but we insisted that he immediately return to Germany.
To be clear, Mila, did he come into the Czech Republic?
Přijel na krátkou dobu.
He did, for a short time.
Ale bez našeho souhlasu.
But without our consent.
What name did he travel with?
To byl asi ten hlavní důvod, proč to udělal, protože cestoval pod jménem Jan Antolik a pod jinou identitou.
He traveled under someone else's identity, Jan Antolik, and that was the main reason why, and it also offered a little bit of cover.
How long did he stay in the Czech Republic for?
Přes jednu noc a druhý den
cestoval. One night and he left the next day.
Back to Germany?
zpátky
back to Germany.
Can you understand that this looks bad, Mela?
Ano, ano.
Yes.
Ale bylo mu v té době, nevím už přesně kolik, byl mladý a prostě k mládí patří nerozvážnost a
he was young back then and he didn't think straight.
Ale umím se i vžít do toho jeho pocitu, prostě, že se mu opravdu zastesklo.
I can understand his feelings and that he was homesick and wanted to visit his home even for a short time.
Do you think if he comes home with his real name, that is different?
Samozřejmě, absolutně.
Of course, absolutely. And we don't trust the justice nor the police that they would be able to protect him.
What is happening with his relationship with his wife?
Jeho manželka si našla jiného partnera a synovi oznámila, že už a podala žádost o...
His wife found another person. She has got another partner and told my son she doesn't want to live with him anymore and filed for divorce.
The new partner, does he have political connections?
Yes, ano. Yes.
What political connections?
Je členem Národní strany.
He is a member of the National Party in New Zealand.
What's his name?
Mark Davey.
Mark Davey.
Why do you think your son's case has got so political?
Na začátku to určitě pro jeho ženu a jejího partnera je to osobní, jejich osobní zájem, který ale posloužil k tomu, aby...
In the beginning it was personal interest of the my son's wife and her new partner, but then it became political because the National Party now can use it to increase pressure on the current minister.
Mela, if you could speak to the Minister of Immigration, say why your son should be allowed to stay here.
Chtěla bych ho poprosit, aby mu dal poslední šanci, aby mohl dokázat, že není gangster. Že není.
I would ask the minister to give him one last chance to prove that he is not a gangster.
Pokud něco udělal, tak za to piká a snaží se.
That he is not a bad person. And if he did anything, he is now paying the consequences and he is trying to straighten all that up.
Aby zůstal na jeho, ne na jeho straně, aby, protože opravdu mu reálně hrozí nebezpečí a potřebuje někoho, kdo mu...
I would also, it is also because he is really in danger and he needs some help to keep his life and that his life is not just a ball that is used for political gains.
Is your son scared?
Ano. Yes,
he is scared. I am too, and my husband as well.
So, your son is a convicted drug dealer. Many people will think he does not deserve to live in New Zealand. What do you say to that?
Já, mě je to strašně líto, že se něco takového stalo a těžko tomu jako máma vě.
I am very sorry for that. It is very hard for me as a mother to believe that. But since he was convicted, I have to accept it.
Ale věřím, že pokud to opravdu udělal, tak že si z toho ty následky...
But if he really did something like that, he is paying the consequences. And he probably reconsidered everything in his head and wouldn't do anything like that again.
I know English is hard for you, Mela. But could you try just in a few words in English to tell me your feelings for your son?
I love my son as every parent, and I wish him a better life in the future, safe life with loved partner, and change his life forever. Forever, he is not bad person. I'm sorry for.
And that is Carol Schrubeck's mother, Mila, speaking to us there through a Czech translator. Now, Checkpoint has made repeated attempts to contact Carol Schrubeck's wife and her new partner, Mark Davey. They haven't responded to our text messages or emails. National Party MPs Michael Woodhouse and Mark Mitchell say they do not know Mark Davey. We also contacted National Party President Peter Goodfellow, but he didn't respond to our attempts to reach him. Mark Davey stood in the 2016 Auckland local body elections on the centre-right ticket of Auckland Future. Now that is connected with the National Party and at the time was backed by former National Party presidents. The Immigration Minister, Ian Lees-Galloway, also declined to be interviewed.